Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
In the movie A Field of Dreams, the operative quote was, "If you build it, he will come," in reference to building a baseball field in the middle of an Iowa cornfield. At the Montana State Capitol, the operative quote on pro-life bills should be, "If you introduce one, they will come." Only this time, it's not baseball players, it's every abortion provider in the state. This was the case yesterday when the House Judiciary Committee heard testimony on House Bill 104, a bill to allow someone who assaults a pregnant woman to be charged with death or injury to her unborn child as well. Currently in the state, if someone assaults or kills a pregnant woman causing injury or death to the child, the state only recognizes one victim, the mom. 36 other states recognize the child as a victim as well. So does the federal government. These are called Lacey and Connor Peterson laws after Lacey Peterson and her 7-month unborn son Connor, who were killed by the husband and father Scott Peterson. Amazing, isn't it? In Montana, a person can beat up a pregnant woman even with the stated goal of killing the baby inside of her, and they can only be charged with the assault on the mom. Even if the baby dies, and using twisted and perverse logic, Planned Parenthood and the ACLU think that's okay. Actually, in all fairness, they don't think it's okay to beat up pregnant women, but they're more than willing to sacrifice pregnant women in an all-out effort to keep the state from recognizing preborn children as humans. You see, that's what this is all about. This is a criminal justice bill, pure and simple, but they see it as an abortion bill because it adds the term unborn child to Montana's homicide statutes, and they think that recognizing unborn fetuses as children weakens their case for abortion on demand anytime, anywhere, and for any reason. And for that reason, they'll go to the mat in an effort to kill this bill. During yesterday's hearing, those in favor of the bill were the Montana Family Foundation, Montana Right to Life, and the Montana Catholic Conference. Those opposed included Blue Mountain Clinic, Planned Parenthood, and the ACLU. And watching some of the opponents testify was a great lesson in how not to make friends and influence people. As older government affairs people, we know better than to ever make a statement in front of a committee that we can't back up. But one young lobbyist for an abortion clinic kept saying that the bill was unconstitutional. Finally, a member of the committee called her back to the podium and asked her to point to the exact language that she thought was unconstitutional and explain why. It was instantly apparent that she had no idea what she was talking about. Then she made her second mistake. There's an old proverb that says, if you find yourself in a hole, the first thing to do is stop digging. She didn't. Rather than simply admitting she didn't know, she kept trying to do a song and dance. That doesn't work with legislators who know the answer. It just pours gasoline on the fire. It was painful to watch. She became frustrated and belligerent, and finally, to her relief, I'm sure, the chairman pulled the plug on that line of questioning. Hopefully she learned a lesson. You've got to be prepared, otherwise you risk damaging your credibility. And when arguing bills, credibility is everything. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.